Word of mouth.
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 Mouth. This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up, studying the science of shifting beliefs. Moving minds has a lot more to do with identity and facts. And the automotive social network. Road testing wireless communication between cars and critical infrastructure that could drastically reduce accidents. But first, Built for Recovery. Treatment of the mentally ill has come a long way from the dark, locked wards of asylums now shuttered and crumbling in several New England towns. We now know much more about the brain, psychopharmacology, and the importance of community for people suffering with profound mental conditions. A new $300 million recovery center and hospital in Worcester, Massachusetts, was designed to provide an environment that balances safety and security while encouraging patient privacy and recovery. Frank Pitts is a principal at Architecture Plus, one of two firms that worked on the design of the new center. Frank, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
So what are the challenges for architects when designing a psychiatric hospital?
You know, the real challenge is not to become overwhelmed with the fact that it is a psychiatric hospital. The most important thing is to recognize that the folks that are there are human beings, just like us, who are put into a strange circumstance, one where they're having to live with strangers for an extended period of time. And you have to solve that problem first before you deal with the underlying illness. Focus on the human problem first.
The Worcester Recovery Center was built around a concept of community. Now, can you describe this concept a little bit and how it is reinforced in the physical design of the hospital?
Sure. The idea was to create a place where clinicians could see patients and patients could recover in an environment where community was scaled, where you could have smaller group relations in an apartment involving 8 to 10 people, and then move from the apartment into active treatment in environments that accommodated anywhere from 26 to 78 people. And then beyond the neighborhoods, the treatment neighborhoods, is a downtown. It's those things in the hospital that are singular to the hospital as a whole, the gymnasium, the barbershop, the bank, the cafeteria, the exercise rooms, where all of a sudden the patient is immersed in an environment of 300-plus people. And the idea is that as patients move across these boundaries back and forth, they begin to gain confidence that will help them when they leave the hospital and go back to community. It also allows clinicians to see patients make these moves.
So they shorten this model to what is called a suite or a house to neighborhood to community. So I guess here patients can kind of choose to participate in communal events. Or how does the design encourage them to do that?
Well, you're always in a position where you get to see and understand something of the next place before you get there, so you can become a little more comfortable with it. So from the individual house apartments, I can see other house apartments and see people that are moving to and from there. And I actually share a dining room with two other house apartments. And from the neighborhood, I can see the downtown. A patient can see it, understand what's going on there, and not just be thrust quickly into it. So you can accommodate the idea of what's next.
I'm interested in the interaction between your firm and mental health care professionals. How did you determine which conditions or which elements had to be included?
Well, we have done probably more of this than anyone in the world, and had the opportunity to work with a whole bunch of mental health professionals and get a sense of what the patterns are throughout North America and Northern Europe. And then what we do is then have a conversation with clinicians like we did at Massachusetts and with patients about what their expectations are, what their goals are, what it is about them that is unique, and then share with them what we've learned from other people to try to come up with patterns that make sense, both for mental health treatment in general and specifically for the trust of the hospital that we're designing at that moment.
We're speaking with Frank Pitts. He's principal architect with Architecture Plus. It's one of two firms that designed the new Worcester Recovery Center and Hospital and incorporated some goals of recovery and some new brain science in the way that we think about treating the mentally ill into the design. Well, how about that? How about security? Our image of secure environments is, of course, you know, sort of imposing and prison-like. How do you create a place where people are safely housed but don't feel confined?
It's a series of things. And I guess the first is a lesson that a clinician taught me years and years ago.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? Your voice was a little garbled.
Sure. The first lesson is something that a clinician taught me years ago. He said the best security lies in knowing my patient. And your job is to design an environment where I can see and understand my patients in as natural a context as is possible in a hospital. And so it's about creating as normal an environment as possible. And then secondly, if you do that, then you're relying less and less on the doors and the hardware and the electronic systems. They're still there, but they're not the thing that you're primarily relying on. You're relying on human relationships first and foremost.
But there are a lot of practical concerns there, right? You know, you don't want to leave anything that would, the patients could harm themselves, for example.
No, and you're absolutely right. You want to take care that you're doing something that's as normal as possible, but as harmless as possible. And we've worked with industry to develop products that don't come out of the correction industry, that that are safe, but that look normal. And that's been an exciting thing to do because it allows you to do an environment that's normal.
I'm trying to understand what that, do you have an example of something that you've done like that?
Sure. We worked with hardware manufacturers to develop a lever handle that you couldn't hang yourself from. And it's a very complex problem, and we went from having no lever handles in America that you could, no safe lever handles in America, to a bunch of manufacturers having them. And then this past year, we worked with Assa Abloy, maybe the biggest hardware manufacturer in the world, as they wanted to develop an improved version that actually is safer than the lever handles that industry had developed. And it turns out to be a really beautiful piece of hardware, but it's safe.
I have just a minute left, but I'm very interested in the cost here. Opening ceremony was earlier this month. Patients, I guess, being admitted this week. A very expensive model compared to other facilities. $302 million to build, $60 million a year to run. So this is a significant investment by the state at a time of reduced budget. How are they justifying the costs of this facility?
They're justifying the cost in terms of what they think the outcomes are going to be. And so, for example, the average length of stay in the Massachusetts state system before we started was over 700 days. They're now thinking that the average length of stay in this hospital is going to be well under 100 days. And so there's a savings there. There's also a savings when people get better sooner and don't come back to the hospital. That's where they think the savings is going to be.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
It sounds like a beautiful place to get well. Frank Pitts is a principal architect with Architecture Plus. He is one of two, that is one of two firms that designed the Worcester Recovery Center and Hospital. The official opening took place earlier this month. Patients began being admitted this week. You can read more about the new center and see some pictures. In fact, one of that safe doorknob online at wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, cars that like each other, wireless social networking between cars, and traffic infrastructure, given the green light for road testing. We're going to break for that after a short message and return with word of mouth.